Good evening. Let's call to order the Planning Commission meeting of August 11th at 7:03 p.m. The city does not tolerate disruptive behavior in our meetings. Sunnyvale prides itself on the rich diversity of our residents, and we are committed to creating a culture of belonging where members of our diverse community feel safe, included, and respected. This Planning Commission meeting is considered a limited public forum, which means the Commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speaker comments must be limited to the agenda item being considered by the Commission for consent calendar or public hearing items. Speaker comments during oral communications must be limited to matters within the Commission's authority, which is generally referred to as within the Commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are not related to an agenda item, the presiding officer will rule the speaker as out of order. A speaker will not be ruled out of order, however, because of a disagreement with the content of their speech. Location and online meeting details are available on the Planning Commission agenda. Please use the Show Captions button to view captions on Zoom. Comments on matters not on the agenda must be submitted prior to the time I call the item for oral communications. Comments on agenda items must be submitted prior to the time I close the public hearing on that agenda item. Speakers are requested to keep their comments to the time period set for public comments for the agenda item, which will be strictly enforced. Guidelines are posted on the city's website and on the Planning Commission agenda. Please join me in a salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, liberty and justice for all.
Recording officer, may we please have the roll call?
Commissioner Cerrone.
Present.
Commissioner Fagoni.
Present.
Vice Chair Shukla.
Present.
Chair Iglesias.
Present.
We have four commissioners present and the absences of Commissioner Davis, Commissioner Pine, and Commissioner Segura are excused.
Thank you. All right, this brings us to oral communications. This is the public's opportunity to address the Commission on topics not on tonight's agenda. This section is limited to 15 minutes and may be extended or continued after the public hearing's general business section of the meeting. Individuals may only speak once during oral communications. This Planning Commission meeting is considered a limited public forum, and the Commission can regulate the time, place, and manner of speech. Speakers' comments during oral communications must be limited to matters within the Commission's authority, again, the Commission's subject matter jurisdiction. If a speaker's comments are outside the Commission's subject matter jurisdiction, the presiding officer will rule the speaker out of order. This allows the Commission to conduct its business in a reasonably efficient manner and protects the rights of other speakers. A speaker will not be ruled out of order because of a disagreement with the content of their speech. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer. Raise your digital hand now or dial *9 on a telephone to indicate that you wish to speak. I will call members of the public participating in person first, followed by remote participants. Also, to clarify, this is for, again, items not on tonight's agenda. So if you have something that isn't already on the agenda, now would be your opportunity to raise that. And speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. Would anyone like to speak on oral communications before we hear from remote speakers? All right, seeing no one, because of the nature of remote communications, speakers who are ruled out of order will not be given another chance to speak on this item. Therefore, speakers are warned to limit their comments to subjects that fall within the Commission's authority to decide or take action. Recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on oral communications?
We do not, Chair.
All right, thank you. I'll go ahead and close oral communications. That brings us to the consent calendar, which is the three items that we have for this evening. Generally speaking, for consent calendar, we would have that be one voting motion, but considering that there are three different items, I'm actually going to subdivide them out. And the first one that we're going to open is item 1A, which is 25-0712. It's a proposed project related to applications on a 0.34-acre site. It's to develop four new single-story family homes on a vacant site. At the location is 838 Azure Street. Now I want to see if there's, I'm going to open this for public comment to see if anyone in the public would like to speak on behalf of this agenda item. To develop four new two-story single family homes. Pardon me. I stand corrected. Thank you. Would anyone like to speak on this item? All right. Seeing no one present, I'll move to remote speakers. Recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on item 25-0712?
We do not, Chair.
All right, thank you. And then I will ask my fellow commissioners for a motion. And One sec. Vice Chair Shukla.
Sorry, can I ask a question?
Please.
Do we have to make a motion?
Yes, for 1A. Yes. Unless you have questions, you're welcome to also ask questions.
No, I don't have any question. Anybody has any question? No. Okay, I'm going to make a motion. So I move the motion, alternative one, approve the special development permit and tentative map with the recommended findings in attachment three and conditions of approval in attachment four. If approved, the project would reinstate a previous approved development and provide new home ownership opportunity. The project is consistent with R2 plan developed zoning district by providing four residential units within two-story buildings. The proposed project is consistent with the neighborhood character and it is comparable to other small lot subdivisions in the city. Staff finds that the overall project meets the objective of the general plan, zoning district, and relevant objective design guidelines.
Thank you, Vice Chair Shukla. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Recording officer, please connect the vote.
The motion passes with four yeses and three commissioners absent.
Thank you. And planning officer, what is the next steps for this project?
The decision is final unless appealed within 15 days, which would be August 26th.
Thank you. All right. And then I will move to the next item, which is 1B25-0793. This is a design review, constructs 193 square foot addition to the first story of an addition of an existing two-story family single family home, resulting in 2,587 square feet. 2,153 square feet living area and 434 square feet garage, resulting in 47 total floor area ratio, and the location is 439 Nuestra Avenue. So now I'm going to open it up to public comment. If anyone would like to speak present, now is your opportunity to speak on this agenda item. Please.
I'm not sure if this is the right place, you know, for my comment, but basically we live, we are neighbors of this territory now when the house is demolished. And we were there for 20 years, 25 actually, since 2000. And basically it was just single house, single story house. So it was not blocking our views, not blocking sun to our patios, to our doors. Another thing is actually zoning, because you know you mentioned zoning. So the whole community was in medium density, right? Now you guys moved this territory into high density, and you also moved the whole community, Sunny Trees community, into high density. And I'm just questioning, I mean, is it even kind of legal? I mean, what I'm trying to say is that the zone for new territory is fine. You can select whatever it will be. But we were already living for 25 years in a community. Nothing is going to change there, right? So how come all of a sudden we change the zoning, right? That probably by itself actually is dropping our you know, property value. Now, another thing is last meeting there was comment about trees, because there were a bunch of trees on this territory. And in 2019, they were all cut. And someone from committee actually asked architect, not this architect, but previous architect, if you know what is happening with trees, right? And the architect said, "Oh, the old trees are ill," right? Well, I mean, I don't know if you have any proof, because Because someone from committee said, can you show the proof that the trees are ill? And the guy said, it's not under my possession right now, but I will show you the documents. Since the trees cut, I assume you got the documents, but I would like to see them because, you know, I guess I came too late from work when the trees were cut, but I captured one tree, so I can show you big branches which were cut. They all fine, you know, from what I can tell. I mean, obviously, I don't think they were sick or ill, you know. Now, that is second thing. And now, last thing. Of course, this guy's trying to squeeze it for profit. I mean, building four houses. But sure.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but everyone's limited to 3 minutes for their comments.
Okay. All right. Finishing, right? So we would like them to not see us, to not face, like, window to window, not block our views, and, you know, for A+, to not even, like, block sun, you know.
Understood. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your contributions. All right. Would anyone else like to speak on behalf of this agenda item? Seeing nobody present, recording officer, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
We do not, Chair.
All right. Then I will ask my fellow commissioners for discussion and a motion.
Chair, can you clarify which item we're talking about?
Yes.
Because this comment was for the previous item, right? The first item that we just voted on. But now you're talking about the, is it two?
Yes. So let me ask the individual that just spoke, the gentleman that just spoke, were you referring to the property at 838 Azure Street?
Yes.
Okay. So that was the one that we originally opened on and discussed?
Yeah, I was not sure if my timing was right. You know,
okay. Understood.
Or I got it too late.
Okay. Well, we did. Thank you for your contributions. The comment is noted in our minutes. We did vote on it. And planning officer, can you restate what the next steps are for that project?
The project has a 15-day appeal period. So if they wanted to appeal it, they can contact the planning department and we could help them out with that. And that's good. Or they have to do it by August 26th.
All right. So did you, so that would be the next steps for you. Those are your options.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing, I got pretty much three comments, right? I mean, the trees, the zoning, and the way the house is going to be built.
All right. And what I would encourage for you is to work with the planning department. Because we did just, I want to be very clear about the fact that we it was the first item we had, and so we voted to approve that. So it would be incumbent upon you, if it's something you'd like to do, to go to the planning department. Yes. Please.
Wendy allowed the project planner to reach out to the homeowner and follow up. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Seth. Then regarding item 1B, which is 250793, that's again the 439 Waste Avenue for fellow commissioners. All right, Vice Chair Shukla.
I can make the motion. Alternative 1, approve the design review based on the recommended findings in Attachment 3 and subject to the recommended conditions of approval in Attachment 4. As noted above, staff finds the project meets the development standard. The single family design techniques and the proposed FAR is within the range found in the neighborhood.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All right, reporting officer, please conduct a vote.
The motion passes with 4 yeses and 3 commissioners absent.
Thank you. And planning officer, what's next for this project?
This also has a 15-day appeal period, unless appealed to the City Council by August 22nd.
All right, thank you. And now we're on our last and final.
26th, sorry about that.
Thank you. And now we're on our final consent calendar item, which is 25-0824, which is the Planning Commission meetings as of July 28th. I will go ahead and open public comment on the consent calendar item. Please submit a speaker card to the recording officer, raise your digital hand now, or dial *9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. Would anyone in person like to speak? Oh, we have a speaker card forthcoming. Okay. So to the gentleman that just submitted this for item B, that we just unfortunately voted on that item.
It's a different item, sir.
It is.
Repaving of the street.
Okay, so that would fall under oral communications, which was open early. So to be clear, the way that the procedure works is when we announce oral communications, you'll have an opportunity to do this in the future. But when we say oral communications, that's an opportunity to bring up any item that's not on our agenda. But legally, I can't discuss an item that after I've closed oral communications to introduce new items. And the reason for that is to ensure that the general public has an opportunity to hear the commission's opinion and hear those comments. So for your particular item, if you'd like to discuss the street being repaved in the future, you'd have to raise that when I specifically open oral communications.
Maybe. I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
The procedure is a bit confusing, so I apologize, and I don't mean to waste your time, but I want to let you know why. I'm a bit limited, and I can't accommodate that.
I totally understand. Take your time, and thank you so much for that.
Thank you. But you are encouraged to come to our next Planning Commission meeting.
When
is our next Planning Commission meeting? Do you?
Yeah, we don't deal with street paving. You should contact, I can give him some information to contact the Public Works Director.
Okay, thank you. All right, so that we're still on our final consent calendar item, and that's just the approving the notes. There were no in-person. Are there any remote speakers wishing to speak on the consent calendar?
No, not this time, Chair.
Thank you. I'll close public comment, and I'll ask for a motion from my fellow commissioners. Vice Chair Shukla.
I approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of July 28, 2025, as submitted.
All right, thank you. Do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. All right, reporting officer, please connect the vote.
The motion passes with 4 yeses and 3 commissioners absent.
Thank you. All right. And that moves us to almost the end of our meeting. We are at non-agenda items and comments. Planning commissioners, do any planning commissioners have any non-agenda items or comments? All right. Seeing none, staff, planning officer, do you have any non-agenda items or comments?
I do. Sorry. August 26th, the council will be looking at their study issue process with one of their study issue items with the city manager's office. And then September 9th, they'll be doing an evaluation of new revenue strategies to fund a new increasing service demands and unfunded capital investments. And then October 21st, they'll have a public hearing on the study issue process. And then on November 4th, there'll be a joint meeting of the City Council with the board and commission chairs and vice chairs. That's it.
Thank you, Planning Officer. All right, and that brings us to adjournment. It is my pleasure to adjourn this meeting at 7:21 p.m. Thank you to all who contributed tonight.